proclamation number 4448 dated the October 2nd, 1948. The audible word and conditions. You need to pay attention to the slightest emotion if you want to hear my voice within yourselves. For this reason, the transmission of my word can only take place if you are in complete seclusion from the world. Although you are still living in the midst of the world, everything around you can nevertheless subside into nothingness. It can stay completely unnoticed by you. If you direct your thoughts inwards and look for me, then you will observe different spheres to the earthly one. Then you are already in the spiritual realm. Your soul has lifted itself across while the body remains on earth, but without having lost the connection with the soul. Anyone who succeeds in dismissing all worldly thoughts and concentrates will soon hear gentle words in his heart, and the more the soul has detached itself from the body, the clearer they will sound. That is, the more the soul strives towards the spiritual kingdom where my word originates from, where I am myself amongst the beings which educate you on my instructions. If the teaching does not directly come forth from me, the world certainly does not want to admit that God speaks directly to people. It finds it implausible because the world, that is, worldly people, will never be able to hear this gentle voice, since they only take notice of their body's demands and what it achieves. The soul is an implausible concept for them. They do not acknowledge the soul and therefore do not accept what the soul receives from the spiritual kingdom and wants to impart to people on earth. They don't believe it because they also lack the will to live up to the conditions which enable them to hear my voice. They don't mentally detach themselves from the world but constantly strive towards it, so that they have no time for turning inwards. Thus they never lead an inner life without which, however, my word cannot possibly be heard. I do not approach people from outside but meet them in their hearts. Although I also work so evidently that it is externally visible to whom I am present, who receives strength from me, but only ever where a life of love is being lived, where I can enter a heart because I am called upon in the heart. I only manifest myself where an earthly child firmly believes in me and loves me with all its heart, and both are feelings of the soul which are unrelated to the body as such. Thus anyone who wants to hear me must come to me, and I am not in the world but in the spiritual kingdom, even though my will is also in charge of the world, but only to win worldly people over to me, to entice them away from the bustle of the world into seclusion in order to make those possessions desirable for them which alone are of value for eternity. Withdraw into solitude and listen within, and you will clearly and distinctly hear me if you pay attention to every thought. For as long as you don't perceive the audible word in you, which needs a particular maturity of soul and most intimate contact with me. However, I reveal myself to everyone who fulfills my will and desires to hear me. Amen.